15 to 18.
马太福音24章29跟30节31节。
Matthew 24:30 and 31.
我们可以继续的这样子提到这些经节。
Of course, we can keep going, counting these verses.
我想，也许我们应该读一读约翰福音十四章第一节到第三节这几句话。
Perhaps we ought to read John 14 verses 1 to 3.
因为这几节圣经每次都带给我们心里面的温暖跟盼望。
For these verses always bring to us and hope and warmth.
主耶稣基督在离开世界以前对他的门徒说这些话。
Before Jesus left this world, he said these words to his disciples.
但是你们心里不要忧愁，你们信上帝也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Jesus said, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
关于主再来的时候，
Concerning the time of our Lord's coming,
神学家们有各种不同的解释。
Theologians have various explanations.
有的说是在千年国之前。
Some said that it's before the millennium kingdom.
有的说是在千年国之后。
Some claim that it should be after the millennium kingdom.
那么在千年国之前的又分大灾难之前。
And those who claim that it's before the millennium kingdom then also have two theories. One says it's before the great tribulation.
有说在灾难之中。
There are others who said in the middle of the tribulation.
也有说在灾难之后。
There are also others who say after the tribulation.
那么这些都证明主耶稣基督再来这件事情是一个很重要的一个主题。
And of course, all these prove the fact that it is a very important theme concerning the Lord coming again.
这个主题不但在新约里的重要。
The theme is not only important in the New Testament.
在旧约的先知。们的信息里头也是一个中心。
It is also mentioned in many of the Old Testament prophecies.
在大小先知书里的都讲到主耶稣或者弥赛亚来临的事情。
Both the major and the minor prophets talk about the coming again of our Lord Jesus.
但是在那些信息里的多半都是讲到弥赛亚来做王的事情。
But within those messages, most of them mention about the Messiah coming to be king.
像以赛亚书第九章第六节第七节。
For example, Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
耶利米书33章15节到17节。
Or Jeremiah 33, verses 15 to 17.
阿摩斯第九章11节到15节。
Or Amos chapter 9,
11节是吗？
verse 11 to 15.
弥迦书第四章第一节到第八节。
Or Micah 4 verses 1 to 8.
撒迦利亚书第六章十二节十三节。
Or Zechariah 6 12 and 13 verses.
特别撒迦利亚书十四章全章。
Especially Zechariah the entire 14th chapter.
所以你可以看到弟兄姊妹们。弥赛亚再来做王的事情在大小先知里头都一再的出现。
And so you can see that the coming of a Messiah again to be king appears in both the major and minor prophets.
因为这个缘故犹太人就不肯接纳主耶稣是弥赛亚。
And it is for that very reason that the Jews refuse to accept Jesus is the Messiah.
因为他们没有看到先知跟诗人们所说关于弥赛亚受苦的那一面。
Because they failed to see The description of the prophecies and the psalms concerning the suffering of the Messiah.
像以赛亚书53章诗篇22篇。
For example, Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22.
那么这些犹太人他都解释那个以赛亚书53章诗篇22篇是讲到以色列人受苦的事情。
And the Jews rather will take these chapters concerning suffering as suffering of the Israelite people.
那么他们不知道弥赛亚要两次来到世界。
They fail to notice that Messiah would come twice.
第一次是为着受苦。
The first time he comes for the sake of suffering.
是为了去除人的罪。
And he suffered in order to take away the sins of man.
第二次来是为着完成他的救恩。
And for the second time he will come in order to accomplish the salvation.
他要荣耀的再来。
He would come gloriously.
那么我们现在请看希伯来书第九章二十八节。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 28.
我觉得这一节弟兄姊妹们是一节很重要的经文。
This is a very important verse.
让我们知道主耶稣他一定要再来。
Let us realize that the Lord Jesus, he must come. For sure he will come.
希伯来书第九章二十八节，像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向他等候他的人第二次显现，并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Verse 28. So Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
所以主耶稣第一次来是为了献上他自己作为我们的挽回祭。
So the Lord Jesus came the first time in order to sacrifice himself to take away the sins of ours.
那么他第二次荣耀的再来要完成他对我们的拯救。
But when he comes the second time, he will come gloriously and to finish the salvation.
那么因为犹太人在心目中一直以为弥赛亚只来一次。
Since the Jews always thought that Messiah would come only once,
而且来就是做王。
And when he comes, he used to be to come as king.
所以在这个许许多多犹太人的心目中，他们就等那个做王的弥赛亚来临。
And so in many of their hearts, they were waiting for the Messiah that will appear as king.
主耶稣在他们中间，他们不肯接纳他。
When Jesus was among them, they could not accept him.
甚至于在使徒行传第一章第六节那里，到了主耶稣死后复活。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, verse 6 rather, after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus,
这些使徒们就问主耶稣一句话。
And the disciples asked the Lord Jesus,
主啊，你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗？
And they asked him, Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel now?
他们以为主耶稣复活之后就在地上要建立他的国。
They thought that after the resurrection, the Lord is going to establish the kingdom of Israel on earth.
一直要等到主耶稣升天之后。
But after the ascension of our Lord Jesus,
圣灵降临。
And the coming of the Holy Spirit,
带领他们进入真理。
And the Spirit led them into the truth.
开启他们的眼睛。
And then their eyes were opened.
开启他们的记忆。
And then they remembered.
他们就想起了主从前对他所说的那些话。
And they remembered what the Lord had told them before.
主耶稣对他们说，我要先离开你们，然后再回到你们中间。
And that is the Lord said, I would leave you, then I will come back.
因为这个缘故，主耶稣再来的事情就成为初期教会信徒们所热切盼望的一件事。
Because of that, the early church hoped fervently about the coming again of the Lord Jesus.
哥林多前书十六章二十二节，我们刚才读的那句。
And the verse we read earlier in the 1 Corinthians 16:22.
主必要来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
亚兰文叫 Maranatha。
that was Aramaic, in Aramaic.
这一句话，这个字，也就成为信徒们中间彼此招呼的一句话。
That verse was, that phrase rather was used among the early Christians as they greet one another.
当教会初期信徒见面的时候，都会讲到 Maranatha。
When the early Christians meet one another, and they will use Maranatha to greet.
因为他们知道主快要来。
Because they realized the Lord was coming soon.
可是过了一段时间。
Then after a period of time.
其实这段时间并不久。
Actually, it's not a very long period of time.
可能只有二三十年的时间。
Maybe just 20 to 30 years.
那么信徒们盼望主回来的这个盼望就慢慢慢慢的冷却下去了。
And the hope of the coming of our Lord Jesus gradually cooled down.
那么加上了有一批那些讥笑信徒的人。
And in addition to there is a group that who mocked at Christians.
他们用一些话来讽刺这些信徒。
They would scoff at them, use certain words.
在彼得后书第三章第四节那里说到这些人的讽刺。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 4 it talks about their mocking.
他说主要降临的应许在哪里呢？
And they say where is the promise of the Lord's coming?
你们这些信耶稣的人一见到面就讲 Maranatha.
And you Christians whenever you see each other you said about Maranatha.
已经二三十年了主还没有降临呢。
Do you realize it has been 20, 30 years now and the Lord hasn't come yet?
那么他们其实那个意思就是他会来吗？
In other words, they were questioning, will he really come?
也许你们的那个盼望根本就是空的。
Maybe your hope is vain.
于是彼得就提醒他们。
And so Peter reminded them.
彼得就在他的彼得后书第三章那里提出了一件事情。
And Peter, in the second chapter of his letter, in verse 4, he talks about one particular incident.
他对门徒们说，神的时间的单位跟人的时间的单位是不同的。
He told the Christians, the sense of time in God is different from that of man.
那么他告诉门徒们，他说你们不要忘记，在神的眼中，千年只不过一日。
He said, do not forget, in the eyes of God, 1,000 years is like but a day.
其实我相信彼得讲这个话还是很保守的。
And I think that Peter was being a bit conservative when he said that.
因为在神的眼光中其实是没有什么时间的。
And indeed, in the eyes of God, there is really no limit of time.
你把一千年跟永恒来比的话，还比不上一天的时间那么长。
If we compare 1,000 years to eternity, it will still be less than one day.
那么就算千年是一日
even if we count 1,000 years to be one day,
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣基督离开了我们还不到两天。
And then the Lord has not left us for just 2 days.
那么为什么我们这些做神儿女的人今天有许多已经忘记了主再来的应许？
Why is it that we as children of God, many of us somehow have forgotten the Lord is going to come again?
为什么我们今天生活的好像主不会再来？
And how is it that we live in such a manner as if the Lord is not coming?
弟兄姊妹们，你相信主再来跟不相信主再来在你的生活上有一个很重要的一个关键。
Do you realize whether you believe in the Lord's coming will have a great impact on your everyday life?
明天我就要讲，在盼望主再来的这个你这一种的心情里头，该有的那种生活的方式。
Tomorrow I will speak on the way of our living in the hope of the Lord's coming.
我希望弟兄姊妹们都不要忘记，明天还有一堂。
I hope you will not forget. We'll have another message tomorrow evening.
我是特别提醒你们。
I'd like to remind you right now.
因为我知道神的儿女是很健忘的。
I know we forget easily.
他一离开了教堂，就想到其他事情去了。
As soon as we leave the church building, many a time we think about some other things.
弟兄姊妹们，当我读到启示录22章 跟哥林多前书十六章的那两节圣经的时候
My brothers and sisters, when I read those two verses in Revelation 22 and 1 Corinthians 16,
我心里面有很深的感触
I have a deep emotion in my heart.
我觉得我能够在灵里面跟使徒保罗、使徒约翰有同样的感觉。
I could say that I feel the same way as the Apostle Paul and the Apostle John.
我也能够完全了解弟兄姊妹们选择这个题目的这个心情。
And I can also understand why brothers and sisters chose for this particular theme.
我很高兴弟兄姊妹们选择这个题目。
I'm very happy that you chose this topic.
让我看到弟兄姊妹们没有忘记主要再来。
Because it allows me to realize that you have not forgotten the Lord is coming again.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来，这句话里的弟兄姊妹们包含了许许多多的意义，许许多多的情感。
This statement, come Lord Jesus, it includes a lot of meaning and much emotion.
我不知道你们怎么样，我可以把眼睛背起来，一直讲这句话，我心里面真是不停地向主有那种爱慕。
I do not know how you feel. I can close my eyes and continue repeat these words, and my heart yearn for the Lord.
那当我们说主啊，我愿你来，有些什么意义呢
？When we say, "Come, Lord Jesus," what does it really mean?
我觉得当我们从心里头，从心的深处向主发出这样呼喊的时候。
If we cried out from the bottom of our heart and cry out to him and say, Come, Lord.
主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
Come, Lord Jesus.
我们向主吐尽了我们心里面的爱慕跟对主的那种依恋。
We are pouring out our heart to him and telling him of our love and our thought for him.
就好像孩子们盼望那个在外面远行的那个母亲回到他们的身边。
And just like a little child, a yearning for the coming of a mother or a father who's outside traveling.
弟兄姊妹们，我们跟主耶稣的关系是其他所有的宗教，那些信教的跟他们的教主所不可能有的关系。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize the relationship we have with our Lord Jesus is something so unique? There is no other religion who will have anything similar to the ones that they believe.
你不可能看到一个和尚跑到庙里去对佛祖讲：“佛祖啊，你快来！”
It will be impossible for you to see a Buddhist monk and going into a temple and telling his Buddha and say, "Buddha, come."
你不可能看到其他宗教的人对他们的教主做出这样子的呼喊。
Neither will you see other religious people and telling their religion founder crying in the same manner.
所以我们唱诗歌的时候才有那许许多多表达我们情爱的那种诗。
And that's why in many of the Christian hymns we have a lot of expression of our love for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，你有没有这样子的经历？
My brothers and sisters, do you have this kind of experience?
当你接受主耶稣基督做救主的时候，你又开始了一个恋爱。
Do you realize that after you accept Jesus to be your Savior, you start another love affair?
你就不断地向主耶稣唱出你心中爱慕的那些歌词。
And continually, you will sing love songs to the Lord Jesus.
你要不断地对主讲你对他是何等的爱慕，何等的感激。
And seasonally you tell him how you love him and how much you're grateful to him.
我们的主也的确像慈母一样的。
And indeed our Lord is like a loving mother.
当他离开门徒之前，
Before he left his disciples,
在约翰福音十四章十八节，他对门徒们说，
John 14, verse 18, he said to his disciples,
我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
I will not leave you as orphans, I will come back again.
这句话里头包含了何等的爱意。
how much love there is included in this particular statement.
表现得出何等的关怀。
And how much concern it expresses.
表现得出何等的依恋。
It also expresses concern and loving kindness for them.
主耶稣不愿意离开门徒。
The Lord was unwilling to leave his disciples.
但是为做门徒的好处，他必须要离开。
But for their sake, he must leave of them.
因为他若不去，圣灵就不会来。
Because he said, if he doesn't go, the Holy Spirit would not come.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天对我们的主都有一种依恋爱慕的心。
My brothers and sisters, today we have a similar kind of a loving, a yearning for the Lord.
我们会常常对主说，主耶稣，我愿你来。
And if so, we will often tell him, Lord Jesus, I would rather you come.
好像主不来，我们都是无依无靠的。
And as if telling him that if he doesn't come, we will be so helpless.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是不是觉得在这里是无依无靠的？
My brothers and sisters, do we sometimes really feel that we are helpless here?
你心里面有没有一个强烈的盼望，强烈的意念，要主耶稣早一天回来？
Do you have a deep yearning, a strong yearning in your heart? You'd rather have the Lord Jesus come soon.
第二，当我们向主耶稣做出这样子的呼喊的时候，
Secondly, when we cry out to the Lord in such a manner,
表现出我们对于现今的这个世界的一种厌倦。
It also shows that we are a bit tired of the current world.
弟兄姊妹们，也许你年轻，你还没有觉得你在这个世上活得厌倦。
Maybe, my brothers and sisters, you are still young, so you do not feel that you are a bit tired of this world.
可是当你慢慢慢慢的年龄长了，经历多的话，你就会觉得活在这里会很厌倦。
But as you grow with age and experience, then you will feel a bit tired of the current world.
因为你知道这里不是家乡。
Because you realize this is not really your home.
因为你发现这里只不过是一个客栈，是一个客店。
You come to realize that this is but just a stopping point. It's like a motel, a hotel.
你在此地只不过是一个寄居的。
And you are just a sojourner in this place.
而且你会发现在世界上有太多的失望。
And you will discover there are a lot of discouragement in this world.
你看到这个世界上有太多的罪恶。
And you have seen so much sin in the world.
你也在这世界上经历了太多的伤痛。
And you also experience a lot of sorrow in the world.
特别在今天美国这个社会。
Especially in today's society in America.
也许在我们当中有一些刚刚从大陆上来到美国的。
Perhaps in our midst there are those who just come from mainland China to this country.
可能你觉得这个地方比起大陆来简直是太好了。
Perhaps you find that this place is so much better than mainland China.
但是我敢保证，三年五载之后，你就会发现这里跟大陆上同样的有苦难，同样的有伤痛。
But then I can guarantee within 3 or 5 years you realize this is just the same. You will find sorrow and difficulties in this land.
Chuck Colson 在最近写了一本书叫 Against the Night.
Chuck Colson recently wrote a book.Called Against the Night.
David Hawking, 他写了一本书，我记得他的名字叫 The Moral Catastrophe.
There's another book called The Moral Catastrophe by David Hawking.
David Hawking. 那么在这两部书里头，都讲到今天美国社会的这种败坏，这种腐败。
Both of these books describe the difficult corruption in today's society in this land.
Chuck Colson 讲，我们今天面临到另外一个黑暗的时代。
Brother Colson wrote that we are facing another dark age.
那假如有机会的话，也许你们可以找两本这个书来看看。
Perhaps if you have an opportunity, I suggest that you read these books.
也许你对美国现今的社会有一个更清楚的了解。
I think it will help you to have a clearer understanding.Of today's American society.
那么这些的书都提醒我们，对那个提摩太后书第三章的里头所描述的那些末世的光景。
Both of these books remind us of situation described in 2 Timothy chapter 3.
请我们翻到提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章第一节到第九节。
Verses 1 to 9.
他说你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲棒斗，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自悦，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，妄为自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱上帝，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意。这等人你们要躲开，那偷经人家牢笼无知妇女的正是这等人。这些妇女担当罪恶，被各样的私欲引诱，常常学习，终究不能明白真道。从前亚黎和杨比怎样跌倒摩西，这等人也怎样跌倒真道。他们的心地坏了，在真道上是可废弃的，然而他们不能再这样跌倒，因为他们的愚昧必在众人面前显露出来，像那二人一样。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, consider lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women, who are loathed down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth. Men of depraved minds, who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected, but they will not get very far, because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道你们怎么样，我读这个的时候，我都已经开始厌倦。
I do not know how you feel, but when I read these verses, I feel very tired of it.
我觉得在这样的一个世代里头，生活是何等的可厌。
You know, if we live in such an age, how terrible and how dreadful it is to live.
而我们今天的社会正反映出这里的所说的每一件事情。
And indeed, today's society reflects every single item mentioned in this passage.
我觉得这里的最主要的有两句话，实在是今天这个人的写照。
And there, especially in two, there are two statements. It really tells us the entire picture of today's mankind.
那就是第二节里头那时候讲到，人要专顾自己。
And that is in verse 2. It says people will be lovers of themselves.
今天的人都是专顾自己，自私自利。
Indeed, this is the picture we see today. People who are lovers of themselves, always so selfish, thinking of only about themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，我们活在这样子的环境里头，是要厌倦的。
My brothers and sisters, when we live in such an environment, no wonder we'll feel very tired.
第二句话是在第四节里头，叫做任意妄为，自高自大。
And the second statement is found in verse 4. It talks about treacherous, rash, and conceited.
今天的人就是要做什么就做什么。
In other words, they do whatever they please.
因为他们既不敬畏神，也不顾及到人。
Because they do not fear God, neither would they be concerned for others.
弟兄姊妹们，我们活在这里会厌倦的。
Yes, indeed. When we live in such a society, we'll feel very tired.
不但如此，弟兄姊妹们，这个世界也是敌对神儿女的世界。
Not only is that, the world is turning its back against God's children.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道不知道今天，特别今天的美国是绝对的敌对基督徒的。
Do you realize today in the society of the United States, it continually opposes Christians?
也许你从今天的报纸上还看不到什么内幕的新闻。
Perhaps you do not read much of these on the newspapers.
你假如听，你专门去听那些基督徒的这个无线电的消息，看基督徒的那些报纸，你就知道美国今天我们所从电视上看到的，在这个无线电里面听到的，不稀奇的事情。
Of course, it's no wonder that people will go against Christians.
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章十八节、十九节里头就已经提醒了我们。
Jesus had reminded us in John 15, verse 18 and 19.
世人若恨你们，你们知道恨你们以先。已经恨我了，你若属世界，世界必爱属自己的，只因你们不属世界，乃是我从世界中拣选了你们，所以世界就恨你们。
John 15 verse 18, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, that is why the world hates you.
弟兄姊妹们，我们今天是活在那些敌视我们的那个社会里头。
My brothers and sisters, do you realize we live in a society that hates us?
在这样的社会里的过活，我们会厌倦的。
To live in such a society, of course, we will feel tired.
那么，我们同时也盼望主再来接我们到那个永远的家去。
At the same time, we hope that the Lord would come soon and receive us to our eternal home.
这里不是我们的家，但是主替我们准备了一个永远的家。
This is not our home, but the Lord has prepared an eternal home for us.
那么在那个家不但是美好的，
Not only is it very good and beautiful in that home,
而且主跟我们在一起。
Even more, our Lord will be with us.
圣经告诉我们，他要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
The Bible tells us that he will dry all our tears.
不再有死亡。
There will no more death.
也不再有悲哀。
Neither be sorrow.
不再有哭嚎。
There will not be weeping.
也不再有疼痛。
Neither suffering.
启示录二十一章第三节、第四节。
This is in Revelation 21 verses 3 and 4.
弟兄姊妹们，那才是我们真正的家。
And that is our true home.
同时，在那个家里的弟兄姊妹们，有我们所爱的人在那里等候我们。
And in that home, there will be those who loved us and waiting for us.
因为这个缘故，弟兄姊妹们，一方面我们对这个世代发生厌倦。
So because of that, on the one hand, we are tired of this age.
同时我们不断地爱慕神为我们所预备的家乡。
And continue, we look forward to the home that God is preparing for us.
所以我们不能够不常常地发出这句呼喊。
For that very reason, we cannot help but cry out to the Lord often and say, Come, Lord Jesus.
主啊，愿你快来接我们到你那里去。
Yes, come, Lord Jesus, and to receive us to where you are.
那么第三个意义就是，当我们做这样呼喊的时候，表现出我们与敌人征战的辛劳。
The third meaning, as we cry out to the Lord, it also shows our fight and our war against our enemies.
对神的儿女来说，这里是一个战场。
And to God's children, we are living in a battleground.
不是一个娱乐场。
Definitely, it's not a playground.
我记得从前曾经跟你们讲过，这是 A.W. Tozer 讲的一句话。
This is a statement made by W.A. Tozer.
他说：“这个世界不是一个娱乐场，乃是战场。”
He said, "This world is not a playground, but a battleground."
很不幸的，神的儿女把战场当作娱乐场，在这里来享用。
Unfortunately, many a time God's children look upon the battleground as a playground.
所以我们就尽量的在这里享乐。
So we just live for pleasure.
但是你若是真正爱主，真正是为主的话，
But if you truly love the Lord and you live for him,
你就觉得跟敌人这种征战让你十分的疲劳。
And you will feel tired because of much warring against enemies.
因为我们的征战的对象不是属血肉的。
Because our enemies is not the enemies of flesh and blood.
我们所争斗的对象是天空属灵气的恶魔。
But rather evil forces in the sky.
我们必须要穿上神的全副的军装。
And we must put up the entire whole armor of God.
依赖主的大能大力。
Depending on God's great strength and power.
这是以弗所书第六章第十节到十七节。
This is taken from Ephesians 6 verses 10 to 17.
弟兄姊妹们，征战是辛苦的。
You know, it is difficult to fight a war.
特别天天在征战的里头。
Especially if we are in the war, in the battlefield every day.
也许弟兄姊妹们说，我都不觉得辛劳啊。
Perhaps you say, I don't feel it's so difficult.
那我要告诉你，恐怕你没有征战。
Then let me remind you, maybe you are not in the battle.
假如你是真正爱主，你是真正按照主的话语来行事。
If indeed you love the Lord and you live a life according to His word,
你就会时时刻刻的在征战的状态。
You would not help but be always in a condition of this struggling.
你跟外面的世界一接触，你就不能够没有征战。
As soon as you confront the outside world, you cannot help but have war.
你跟教会你的弟兄姊妹们一往来，你就不能没有征战。
As long as you keep contact with brothers and sisters in the church, you cannot help but have struggle.
因为我们的敌人，他总是要我们不要按照主的话语来行。
Because our enemies always aim at that, so that we would not live a life according to the words of God.
因此上，我们假如要按照神的话语来行，我们就要不断的征战。
So if we are to live according to God's word, you will find yourself continually in the battle.
这样子，我们就无时无刻不再征战。
So moment by moment, you find yourself in this struggling.
我们都盼望这个征战能够早日的结束。
And our hope is that the struggle will soon be over.
我们盼望这个征战最后的结果是胜利。
And that the final result is victory.
因此上，我们就盼望我们那个常胜的那个元帅能够早天回来。
So we hope for the return of our general.Always victorious.
主耶稣他是无往而不利，无战而不胜的。
And our Lord Jesus, he always is a victor.
所以当我们在征战你的辛劳的时候，我们会向主说，主啊，我愿你快来。
And so when we are in the middle of this struggling and the battle, we feel tired and we will say, Lord, come soon.
那么当我们向主呼喊的时候，还有另外一层的意义。
But there is another meaning when we cry out to the Lord in this manner.
主耶稣基督再来的时候，
When our Lord Jesus returns,
不但他是荣耀的作王，
Not only will he return as a glorious king,
同时他要坐在宝座上做审判。
He will also be upon the judgment seat.
当我们看到世界上有这许许多多不平的事情，
When we see so many injustice things in this world,
当我们看到对于这些不平的事情，我们没有任何的办法能够解决、能够帮助、能够避免。
When we find ourselves so helpless in helping or in preventing these injustices,
我们就不禁要对主说：“主啊，愿你快来。”
Then we cannot help but say, "Lord, please come."
因为你若不来，这个世界上不公平的事情就不断的发生。
And if you do not come, all of these injustices will continue to be happening.
那个，假如我们这个细读《哥林多前书》16章那一句话的时候，
if we carefully read the verse in the 1 Corinthians chapter 16,
当保罗说主必要来,
when Paul wrote, the Lord will come,
保罗的意思, 主来的时候, 他必要公平的审判。
What he meant is when he comes, he is going to judge, rightly.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们假如有时间去读诗篇的话,
My brothers and sisters, if we spend some time to read the Psalms,
诗人不断向神在呼喊。
The psalmist continually cry out to God.
因为他们不断地看到那种不公平的事情。
Because they keep seeing this injustice things happening around them.
他们知道唯有当神掌权的时候。
And they realize until God is in power.
这种不平的事情还会继续的存在。
And these unjust things will continue to be in existence.
我建议你们去读诗篇第九篇。
I suggest that you read Psalm 9,
37篇,
37,
49篇,
49,
73篇,
73,
74篇,
and 74.
哦, 那个74篇, 后半篇, 都是对神的一种呼喊。
Especially Psalm 74, the second half is a crying out for God.
弟兄姊妹们, 主耶稣假如不回来,
My brothers and sisters, if the Lord is not coming back,
世界上永远不会有公平，不会有公义。
There will never be justice and righteousness in this world.
也不会有真理，也不会有和平。
Neither would there be truth and peace.
让我们做神儿女的人，不要被今天那些报纸、电视上的那些消息啊，这个领到了一个地步，觉得将来这个世界可能有和平。
Let us do not be misled by the newspapers and by the news, and that the world, as if the world itself can have peace.
也许在最近这几天，你们心里面已经感觉到，哦，又出了毛病了。
Maybe just recently you realize now the problems arises again.
弟兄姊妹们，大家现在好像看到俄国跟美国现在和好了。
Many of us look at the United States and Russia.Think that they are reconciled.
连美国的国会里的那些自由派的人都觉得从此以后不要再有军备。
Many in the Senate think that we need no defense, so we don't need any army anymore.
好像他们的意思，今天从现在开始，世界能够大同了，这个和平就快要来临了。
Maybe they think that from now on the world can be united and the peace will be realized.
只有我们的主，我们的耶稣，他是和平之君。
Do you know only the Lord Jesus, only Him being the Prince of Peace?
假如和平之君不来的话，这个地上永远不会有和平。
If the Prince of Peace doesn't come, the world will never see true peace.
不但世界上没有和平
，And not only will the world has no peace,
人心里的弟兄姊妹们也没有和平。
Neither will there be peace within human hearts.
人与人之间不会有和平。
And there will not be peace between humans.
只有主来了，那个真正的和平才会临到人间。
Only as the Lord returns, the true peace will come to this world.
到那个时候，国与国之间不再有征战。
And only then there will not be any war between countries.
人与人中间不再有争竞。
Neither strugglings and among human beings.
甚至于你的心中也不再有征战。
And even within your heart, there will be no more struggle.
那是真正的和平。
And that's the true peace.
所以我们要说，主啊，愿你快来。
So we say, Lord, please come.
最后，请弟兄姊妹们读《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第四章。
Finally, let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter
4. 我相信这是弟兄姊妹们常常读的经节。
These are the verses we read often.
但是在今天，我觉得对我们应该有一个特别的意义。
I think it ought to have a special meaning to us today.
哥林多前书第四章，我读16节到第5章第1节。 帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第十六节，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有上帝的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰弟兄们。论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Chapter 5. Now, brothers, about times and days, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
这一段圣经神学上叫做被提。
Theologically, this is called the passage on rapture.
许多人相信这个被提是主耶稣再来，来到地上建立他的国的一个前奏。
Many believe that this will foresee the coming of our Lord Jesus. Before he comes to establish his kingdom, the church will be raptured.
那么相信主再来是在灾前的，就是相信这件事情随时都可以发生。
So those who believe that the second coming of our Lord is before the tribulation, they likewise believe the rapture can occur anytime.
弟兄姊妹们，我是相信灾前被提的。
Personally, I believe that the Lord will come before the rapture will take place before the tribulation.
因此上，我相信主耶稣基督再来是随时可以发生的。
Therefore, I believe the Lord can come anytime indeed.
也许有人觉得啊，这个马太福音二十四章呢，你讲到要福音传遍天下，然后主再来。
Perhaps some may take Matthew 24 when our Lord said the gospel will be preached to the entire world before he comes.
这个很好，今天许多传福音的人都用这个来鼓励弟兄姊妹们传福音。
Many have used this verse to encourage us to spread God's gospel. That's very good.
但是我相信那里的是指着犹太人讲的。
But I believe that was pointed to the Jews in particular.
因此我相信今天主就能够来。
Therefore, I believe that even today, the Lord can come.
我们不需要等到世界上每一个人都听到福音。
We do not need to wait till everyone has heard the gospel.
其实在保罗的生的时候，福音已经传到地极。
Actually, in the life of Paul, we might say the gospel has already been preached to the end of the world.
当圣经上讲到地极的时候，就是讲到当时啊人所能够接触的地方。
The Bible says the end of the world, it refers to the part where men during that particular time can reach.
所以弟兄姊妹们，让我们不要以为主来还有一段时候。
So my brothers and sisters, do not think that there might be still a long time before the Lord comes.
因为有些人还坐在那里，还在等福音传遍地极。
Because there are those who seem to be sitting there and waiting, wait for the gospel to spread to the end of the world.
但是我相信，按照神的话，主耶稣基督再来是随时可以发生的。
But I believe, according to God's word, that He can come anytime.
所以我们应该有的态度是不断的祷告，不断的准备，随时准备。
So our proper attitude is to pray unceasingly and preparing ourselves.
建元昨天晚上讲，下个星期他要考物理，他希望主耶稣基督早点来，他就可以不考物理。
Jean last night reminded us that he was going to have a physics test on Monday. We hope the Lord will return so that he doesn't have to take the test.
他这个盼望主来的动机是不对的。
You know, that is not a very good motivation.
但是他所讲的主再来的时间是很可能的。
But the timing you talk about is very possible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要相信主再来。
My brothers and sisters, we need to hold fast to this truth. The Lord is coming soon.
我们要准备主再来。
We ought to prepare ourselves for His coming.
让我们见到主的时候，我们心里面没有任何的羞愧。
So that when we see him, we will not feel the shame.
让我们见到主的时候，我没有觉得我没有预备好。
And so that when we see him, we will not feel that, oh, I haven't prepared myself yet.
最重要的弟兄姊妹们，我们心里面要有那个盼望。
But most important, my brothers and sisters, we must have this hope within our heart.
当你有这个盼望的时候，你的生活就跟那些没有盼望的生活完全不同。
When you have this hope in your heart, you will live a life quite different from those without such a hope.
所以我希望你们能够来听我下一次讲。
So I hope that you will continue to come for the next message on Sunday evening.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们要说愿你快来。
Lord, we want to tell you that please come.
我们对你有无穷的爱慕。
Lord, we really love you.
我们觉得世上没有一个人像你那样子爱我们。
We know that there is no one in this world who loves us as much as you do.
没有一个人像你那样子关心我们。
There is no one who is concerned for us as much as you are.
你不但关心到我们在这个世上的衣食住行。
Not only are you concerned for us for our livelihood in this world,
你更关心到我们永远的福乐。
But rather, you're concerned more for our eternal blessing.
主啊，我们也在这世上活得十分的厌倦。
Lord, in this world, many a time we feel very tired.
因为我们做客旅已经有了一段的时间。
Because we have been a sojourner for quite a while.
我们盼望能够回到那个永远的家乡。
Our hope is that we can return to the eternal home.
特别在那里，我们跟你可以面对面的相见。
Especially we will see you face to face then.
我们知道，我们在这世上应该征战。
Lord, we know that we must fight in this world.
我们时刻的征战。
And in fact, and moment by moment, we are in this battle.
但是我们的敌人却常常使我们失败。
Many a time that our enemies overcome us.
主啊，当我们失败的时候，我们疲倦的时候。
But when we fail and when we feel tired.
我们要向你呼求，主啊，求你快来。
We want to cry out to you and say, Lord, please come.
我们相信主，你随时可以再来。
Lord, we realize that you can come any time.
求主把那个盼望的那个欲望。放在每一位弟兄姊妹的心中。
We ask that you put the desire and the hope in each one of our hearts.
也让我们活在这个盼望的里头。
And so we live in such a hope.
让你的名可以得荣耀。
That your name may be glorified.
让你的旨意在地上可以像天上一样的畅行无阻。
That your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们将祈求祷告和耶稣。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.